Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
Yes, obviously that means a new Ring Nord set recorded.
Ooh.
This will be online Thursday the 23rd at 9 p.m. CET.
Exciting. But before that, we have a brand new episode of Vision Radio. And what are we going to start the show off with, Nick?
This is Booster by Erotic Cafe on his latest EP on Vision. High energy
yes,
number.
Yes. Maximum boosts.
A por la busta.
Maze is from Groningen, isn't he?
Yes, I think
yeah,
so.
Cool. I really dig his selection, mm-hmm. And I really dig this track also. Yeah, big up.
Big up, S-Maze. So we got S-Maze coming in. There's a new name for me, actually. And the title of the track is a new word that I've learned. It's nyctophilia, which is a psychological preference or strong attraction to darkness and the night, characterized by finding comfort, peace, or increased energy in the dark. I reckon most people listening to this, most people who make music and have a creative life, will definitely resonate with that description. I'm certainly a nyctophile. And S-Maze is too. This is wicked. Nice bit of darkness.
On remix duties for Task Horizon. This one is called Shrink Ray. Big up Face.
Yes. Big up Task Horizon, but don't take the title seriously. If you know any people called Ray, don't go shrinking them. That is not what this track is about. I learned that the hard way. Now time for an interesting collaboration. I think we played one of these last week as well. Kazra and Samurai Breaks have got together. I know they did a back-to-back. I think it was for a Flex Out night. I'm not too sure. It might have been for a Pretty Cool night, actually. Maybe that was what inspired this EP, or maybe the EP inspired the back-to-back. But it's a really unusual joining of forces and sounds, and it definitely works. So this is Cobalt, and it's actually the title track from the EP. So big up Kazra and Samurai Breaks, and big up all people who are collaborating and sharing ideas and getting together and creating something that wouldn't exist unless the two of you, or three of you, or however many of you there are, getting together and sharing those ideas. Creativity.
The next track that we're playing came out a few weeks ago, I think, and it caught my attention. And I noticed we hadn't played it on the show yet, so it's Fade Black single on Modus. This one's called Malfunction.
Very nice stuff there from Fade Black. And commiserations and deep empathy to anybody who is experiencing malfunctions right about now. American Dave certainly isn't. He's got a new track out. It's called Get Crunk. There's an extra K on there. That's why I said Crunk. I'm a Welsh Dave. This is American Dave. And this is a really, really twisted take on the two-step sound. Two-step's taking over America right now, and there's some very interesting mutations coming out. This is one of my favourites I've heard recently. Big up, Dave. Check.
Next up is something that reminded me of older TB, where he used to have R&B vocals on his like complex breaks work and stuff, and there's this cool tension between them. This is like a parallel dimension version of that. Justin Hawk's Tethys on Drumcast.
Yes, yes. I'm trying my hardest not to make a pun. Tethys just reminded me of, like, that's how you would say if somebody asked you, this is so tenuous now, it's ridiculous. If somebody asked you what your favorite block-based game was when you've just come out of the dentist and had loads of work on your mouth, then you might say Tethys instead of while you're trying to say Tetris. I told you it was tenuous. That's amazing.
It also has Tice's artist name in there. Oh, I think he was considering doing speed funk electro French house under the name Le Tice, but this is like Tetice.
Tetice. Brilliant. Big up Justin Hawk, so. Going to keep things nice and emotional and trancey. We've got Borders coming up. That's open brackets, caps, Borders, close brackets, just in case you need to Google him or anything like that. The track is called Lumen, coming soon on Pilot.
Yeah, it's got a cool mix of like broken beats that start double time and end on a halftime accent, so it constantly sort of goes double time, half time, double time, half time. The groove is based around that. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And that really kind of opens up the track. Very, very vibrant. Love this.
Thank you.
So yeah, once again, I can't really be on air without saying something about the state of the world at the moment. I'm sure you all have all read the news or have some idea of what's going on. And I'm assuming a lot of people are equally frustrated about the leadership around the world that is incredibly lacking and is causing situations and harm to people that is unheard of and creating precedents for more pain and suffering. And I just want to say my thoughts and my heart goes out to people affected by these decisions, by these absolute idiots. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think you nailed the head on idiots there. It is so frustrating to watch. But there are little shards of light. I want to give a massive shout out to Spain and some of the Scandinavian countries as well. They're putting in policies that will hopefully influence other decisions as well. And they're calling out what they're seeing, which is genocide, let's be honest. But we're sending out nothing but love and hope that we can resolve this and move into a brighter future.
Exactly.
What's next, man?
Well, we have something lighter. This is Koido on Judder with a track called Como, and he always comes correct.
He really does. This is a brand new label as well. Keep your eye out.
Note, this it totally isn't an earworm. The track is called Earworm. I think that's maybe a joke, I don't know. But semitones, I mean, I love a semitone melody as much as I probably love semitone melodies more than a lot of other people. But yeah, this is Broma, great name also. Earworm on Vandal.
You're gonna be whistling this one all week.
Exactly.
Now time for more worms and snakes and many other sonic slithery things, a whole zoo of them. It is Atmos, and if you know anything about Atmos, you know that he throws absolutely everything into a tune and all the places that you don't really expect. He's back on Souped Up with an EP. I don't have the title of that EP, but I got the title of this track. It's called Never, and it's a bit of a banger.
Next up, it's Fake Two Piece. I really dig the whole vibe of what these guys are doing. Everything they do has a certain thing that I just dig. This one's called Let Me Know on Observatory. Big up.
Big up, Fake Two Piece. Real Two Piece.
Drop.
Objective and Tej, they've got back together to make another tune, and it's called Keep It Cool. So that's exactly what I'm gonna do, and keep it cool and not talk very much over this announcement.
I want answers, bro, and I want them fast.
Trying my ass, trying don't mean shit.
I pay big bucks for me to keep my territory running. Change the routes, change the pickups, and change the drops. Things have been cool for a long time.
This next one has a very stark contrast between the artist name and the track name. The artist is Sonnet, which is a form of poetry, if I am correct.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the track is called Hammer. And it's on this label called One More Thing.
Yeah, never heard of those guys. They're never going to go anywhere. massive big ups. Thank you for letting me play this on this show. This is a brand new release on my label. It literally came out last Friday. Two tracks. One's called Who Cares? And this one is called Hammer. And it's a dedication to everybody's favorite MC. Big ups on it. I love you, man.
Like, got one.
Yes, on it. And now onto something from Black Barrel. This one is coming out on Dispatch. Lovely little roller called Recall.
Я настраивался.
Recently came across this Beast Boy. I really dig this sort of production, even though sometimes for me it's a little too much, but there's stuff in there that the freedom in there and the exploration I think is awesome. So I'm going to play this one called Death of the Witch. This came out on an album called Loud and Fear. It came out in March. Yep.
Yeah.
It's the reload. Yes, yes, yes. It is the reload. And this brings back lots of fond memories of last week's show where I came packing lots and lots of banana jokes. It is Tice's Bananas, which he released on World Banana Day or National Banana Day. It was a day of banana significance. And I think you can still find on his Bandcamp now. I don't think it was just for one special day or anything like that, but it was a good show. It was fun. And thank you to everybody who voted for this track. And thank you to everybody who gets in touch in general. Anyway, I had some really nice messages about some of my jokes as well. And apologies. No, actually, I was going to apologise to people who didn't find them funny, but no, no apologies. It was a bit of fun and it was cool and it made me smile and it made others smile. Anyway, huge love to Tice. Huge love to everybody who supports this show on Patreon. We absolutely love you. Let's all go and enjoy a nice piece of fruit while we enjoy this tune.
I just had a banana.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
This is the other side playing now of the release on Judder that Koido Como was on that we played before. This is Nata Diligence. This is really nice also.
Yeah, feeding this. Deep as we wind up the show, we now have something on Stoic. This is Azure Obedience. This one's dedicated to all those subs out there.
That brings us to the very last track of this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. And A special thank you goes out to our Patreon and Discord communities.
We love you.
We're gonna wrap this one up with a track called Submillimeter, which I think is just micrometer. You know, it starts with micrometer.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, it's categorically, some categoric discernment happening here. The artist's name's Luca. This is a listener submission. We wish you a very nice rest of your week.
We really do. Thank you very much. We will see you again next week. Ciao, ciao.
Later.
Hey Nick, I got a Ouija board for my birthday. Do you want to come round and talk to the dead?
Whoa. No, Dave. No.